Welcome to this memory seminar. In this short course, you will learn mnemonic techniques for memorizing names, definitions, and numbers. Ideas and words may be associated and recalled by means of mnemonics. Mnemonics is nothing more than a system of reminders. A common way of starting a memory seminar is to start with a pretest of memorizing 20 words. Participants are asked to try to remember 20 words without writing the words. A list of 20 words is slowly read. After hearing the words, participants are then asked to write the words in order. If you want to try the pretest and grade yourself, here are 20 words, but for this recorded version of the course, taking the pretest is optional. Here are the 20 words to memorize. Hat, hen, ham, hair, spelled H-A-R-E, hill, shoe, cow, hive, ape, woods, tide, tin, team, tire, hotel, dish, dog, dove, tub, nose. In a live seminar, participants would have a minute or two to write down the words that they can remember. Participants are usually lucky to remember half of the words and rarely in order. Occasionally, a participant who knows some mnemonic techniques does better. But by the end of the seminar, all participants will be able to remember nearly all 20 items in order by using mnemonic techniques. Most mnemonic techniques depend on developing a visual picture as a reminder. For example, do not picture the Eiffel Tower. What are you doing now? Picturing the Eiffel Tower. You probably will not be able to forget the Eiffel Tower. Nature has endowed one of your senses with a greater capacity for impressing the brain than any of the other senses. An impression made on the brain by the sense of sight is many times stronger than one made by any of the other senses. Most people consider themselves visual learners. Eye pictures are the most accurate of mental impressions. And because the mind has the ability to see pictures long after the disappearance of the original pictures that the real eye has made on the mind, we speak of the mind's eye and of seeing in our mind's eye. Another name for the mind's eye is visualization. In this course, you will learn how to visualize, to make mind's eye pictures at will. By using these mind pictures in a definite, systematic way, you will remember. In order to revive your impressions, you must make them strong enough for ready recall. There are three aids to make visual impressions strong enough to recall easily. The first aid is exaggeration. Exaggeration is mentally to enlarge or magnify the objects or incidents to more than their actual proportions. For instance, if you see a cow in a field, it will be more likely to hold the impression if your imagination makes you see the cow as large as an elephant. This idea is often used by cartoonists. You see it used in advertising. This is what you must do with your imagination. At times, be a cartoonist with the things you wish to remember. Enlarge them to unusual and unnatural proportions if necessary. The second aid is motion. The mind has always been strongly attracted to motion of every kind. Children like to see wheels go around. If you have a friend in a crowd, you can get his attention by waving your hand. Something moving in a store window will attract interest. Noticing motion is probably a survival instinct. Our ancestors had to notice motion as a threat. The third aid is unusual associations. Occurrences that are out of the ordinary, unusual, and different from what we are in the habit of seeing impress us strongly. Take advantage of the fact that things out of the ordinary impress us more than those that are commonplace. In order to retain your visual associations, you must make them unusual. Some people find it helpful to make these associations grotesque, ludicrous, or even sexual. But we do not recommend the extreme use of this. Negative impressions or negative memories are more likely to be repressed or forgotten than positive ones. And why dwell on the negative? There is no limit to the use of exaggeration, motion, or the unusual in forming your mental pictures. You can picture a hat the size of a mountain. A nail could be the height of a telephone pole. You can picture it moving, swinging, falling, or flying. The first visual picture from our pretest is hat. Pay no attention to the letters H, A, and T, but see the visual image of the hat. Actually, see this hat. Let it be a large, shiny, black hat. See it clearly. You can strengthen impressions by exaggerating the size of the hat. See it not in normal size, but 3 or 4 times as large. You can enlarge it to still greater proportions if you need to. You can see the hat the size of a house. You can also use motion. As you watch the hat, see it move up and down as if controlled by some hidden thread. You may see it blown about by the wind. See the hat in motion.